Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We thank the Lord once again for life, health, and strength. We thank the Lord for allowing us to be here tonight. A little tired in my body, but to God be the glory because He has allowed me the strength to be here tonight. I do thank the Lord for each and every listener, each and every person that may call in, each and everyone that may listen by phone or online, because it truly is an honor and a blessing when God allows and blesses you to do something according to His will. No good that we do in our lives for the things we do. If it wasn't for God, we couldn't do those things. When He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, for the sin of the world, He died for you, me, us, to live a life according to His purpose, His will. And we are supposed to learn through and by the Word of God how to live, how to walk, how to talk, and many other things. And the program is Working for Christ Ministry. I am Brother Dwayne Harshaw, your host tonight. Honored to be here tonight. We're going to go ahead and get started and get our prayer in. We want to pray for the sick and the needy, all of our loved ones, our ministry, our churches, our leaders, our households, our relationships and companions, our children, as they get prepared back to school. Some have already went back to school, but our children go back on the 28th of this month. I want to continue to lift them up in prayer before the Lord, the teachers, their surroundings, our neighborhoods. Just continue to pray for each and every one, our rest homes, for the caregivers, transporters that takes the people back and forth to their appointments over the dangerous highways. We thank God for them. We pray for them to safe travel. The incarcerated, we pray for them, for God's love and safety. All of our ministry and church leaders, our world leaders, in the name of Jesus, we pray for each and every one that may have a struggle that they're going through in life. And everybody struggles through something one way or another, some worse than others, some hurting worse than others. So much is going on, and it seems like there's no help, no hope sometimes. But as us as believers in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, know that we have hope in Jesus. He is our source of need, source of love, source of care. We honor Him in a special way. And ask Him, Lord, let Your Holy Spirit lead and guide within us to do what's right, say what's right, to honor You in a special way. Our precious Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we come before you tonight, thanking you, Lord, for everything that you have already done, already blessed us with when we opened our eyes early this morning, not knowing what we was facing throughout the day. But Lord, you already had it fixed. We thank you, Lord, even though we're a little tired in our body, that we continue to seek to do your will, to show love for one another, to continue, dear God, to do us right. We pray for each and every request that's already been made. Ask you, dear God, to work in the midst of each and every situation. Every evil spirit, we bind you, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And plead the blood of Jesus. We honor you, Lord, and we ask you to be a fence this year around our children, Lord, a protection, to keep them as they go back to school, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless your people, Lord, that we would do what's right according to your will and the word of God. We honor you in a special way. And we thank you for everything that you continue to bless us through our lives in. Whether it be the sickness or the pain that we come before, you continue to strengthen us and take us through. Thank you for how you down through the week, Lord, bless us over the dangerous highways to be able to come to this program once again to share something of encouragement of your holy word. Nothing good that I've done, Lord, but bless your holy name, and I thank you for what you are in my life. Thanking you for salvation. Thanking you, dear God, for being separated. Thank you for the difference in love and kindness. I ask you, Lord, to continue to take us through, Lord, throughout this night. Bless this program. Every word, everything that is said and spoken, touch somebody's heart, Lord, that may be listening, dear God. Let them know that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is the way, the source of life, the source of making it better in life for you. Even though we're going to go through the pains and the struggles, we always have someone we can go to. So, Lord, we honor you. We praise your holy name and we love you tonight. On everything that's already been said and done, we ask that you continue to bless, Lord, in a special way. Continue to open ears and open eyes. Continue to touch and heal bodies, Lord. Continue to strengthen in areas that need to be strengthened, Lord. Continue to strengthen their love and our relationships throughout our families. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We do thank you once again, Lord, for all of the mercy and grace that you have bestowed upon us. Thanking you, Lord, because without you, we couldn't do what we do. Because, Lord, your grace is sufficient enough for me. You are blessed and allowed me to come here tonight to share the encouraging word. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to lead me to do what's right. Say what's right. guide my words, my thoughts, my mind. In the name of Jesus, that someone, Lord, will be blessed from the program tonight. I want to start out by reading scripture, and the topic of the show is working for Christ. And it says, Minister Dwayne Harshaw, I'm working for the ministry. It's what it is. For the glory of God, doing the best that I can to live with and be about it. Serving the Lord, doing the best that I can. Sometimes I failed in ways on this journey, but the Lord has let me stand, lift me up, and get the situation together and straighten it out. Whereas we have to have a repentant spirit for things in life that may not seem right sometimes that we do. But we have to take it to the Lord. Continue to pray for one another, love one another, and continue to try to do our best to help one another. I want to read this scripture. It is Colossians chapter 3. Verse 23, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Verse 24 says, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. So when we're trying to do something to help people in the human nature, it's a spiritual way of doing things. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. And my mama used to tell me that. I didn't understand back then. He said, you do it for the glory of God, the best that you can do, because man's always going to have something to do or say in any situation. But long as you know that you're doing the best that you can do, you don't worry about it, because God knows already. It says, as working for the Lord. You're doing this as working for the Lord, to do the best, to give your best, to give your all, deep down in your heart. Not for human masters. This is a spiritual walk with Jesus Christ. Not for human masters. And it says, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, an inheritance. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. So that lets me know that we have to do everything that we do according to the will of God, the best we can. It says, and whatsoever we do, some have thought that these words and the two following verses regard the Colossians in general and the performance of any and all good works by them, but by their connection with the preceding verse And with the beginning of the next chapter, they appear to concern servants only. And what they do under that chapter, that character, and under the discharge, and under the discharge of their duty. We have to serve and do the best that we can according to God's will, according to God's word. We have to realize that we have a work and a service to do. So it's about working for God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. People's going to talk. People's going to say things. People's going to make you feel bad. People's going to hurt your feelings in every situation, everything that you do. We still have to do it to the glory of God, and don't let it get us down to the point. Even though we may get a little angry from it, we don't have to sin with it. We don't have to let down and let go to the point that we just don't care anymore. Because God will take care of that situation alone. John chapter 5, verse 17 says, "But Jesus answered them, My Father is working until now, and I am working." He did everything that the Father had given him to do to the glory of God. Was it about doing things on his own? It was all about him honoring the Father to do his will the way that he wanted it to be done. Praise the Lord. And that's the way we have to look at life. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. "In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty." There's a lot of talking going on, but not enough working for the Lord. Proverbs 16:3. "Commit your work to the Lord. Commit your work to the Lord. Commit your word to the Lord, and your plan will be established." Commit your work to the Lord, and your plan will be established. So when I'm committing the work that I do to the Lord God, not letting man get next to me, and which I did let man get to me today, because I know the work that I was doing to help someone that God had led me to do. I got upset because some of the people they do things in the way that they want to. They don't have respect for the management, which is out, take vacation. They take advantage of every situation, advantage of the people that they can get by with. And then when she's heard it, because if they love her so much, she means so much to them. But with her back turned, she don't mean as much as they say. And I get angry sometimes about the situation. And I have to talk to the Lord about it in order to keep my focus where it should be. Because people can hurt you. People can hurt your feelings, break your heart, to the point sometimes you don't want to deal with them. And it's not easy sometimes to get by these things in life. We're only human. We want to do our job to the best that we can. But other people make it hard on you doing your job when they're not doing theirs. When someone's not doing their job to help you for what you're doing, it makes it hard on people to come together. Don't only make it hard on you and that person, it makes it hard on other people because they're waiting, they're in need of things that you have to get prepared and to give to them for customers. But you don't have all the proper equipment. So we have to realize, you have to make a change, you have to pray for it. Pray for the Lord to give you strength to go through these things, because it only comes through and by the will and the grace of God through these situations. Now, we can't do it by ourselves. We cannot do it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Letting us know. Don't have no reason. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. We have a lot of that going on, but it don't work the way the word says. According to some situations that we face and we go through, it's sad. We have a lot of people not willing to work, not willing to do anything but to get by with what they can get by with, using the next person for what, you know, is said and done. But when it comes to the Lord, we have to realize that we are His workers. We were made for His glory and honor. We are supposed to continue to trust Him, pray, do His will, treat people in the right way. It's bad when we get caught up in situations with people, the people that we trust in, that don't mean no good to us sometimes, And it's sad to say that about people. But some people is no good for you. Some people don't mean you well. Some people don't even associate in a way to make you feel like you're a part of something in their lives until they feel that they need to be seen with you to make it look like it's something, or they need something from you to help them along the way, or whatever the situation may be. But they make themselves to be the one that seems to hurt you sometimes the most. It's sad that that's the way that it happens, but that's the way it is sometimes. The very ones that you trust to be there for you sometimes. You go through a case of situations where sometimes it's just not that way. And we have to continue to hold ourselves together and thank God for what He's already done, what He's already given us. Because without Him, there's not a thing in the world that we could do. So I just bless the Lord's holy name. Thank Him for His goodness, that He continues to see us through. And just honor Him to the utmost of what we can. It's not always going to be a world that's going to back you in what you do. There's always going to be someone in your surroundings that's not going to appreciate the things that you do that may be a help or benefit them. Sometimes you got to walk away. Walk away with a loving heart. And just continue to trust in the Lord to help you and see you through. Life is short. Too short to continue to complain. Do things in a way that you feel is the way you want to. Most of the time, people, you go through, you're doing what you can to help them, but they don't care about that. They only are concerned about how much they can get by with, not what you're doing to help them. If you are doing enough to get them by, from them not having to step up and do the job that is presented to them, they don't care. They don't care. They don't look at the situation. But one day we're going to have to answer for the bad that we do. So I thank God for everything that He does for me. Everything He does for my family, my surroundings, our neighborhood. He has made a change in it from drugs running around and everything and people running up and down the streets all hours of the night, selling drugs, doing drugs. And once upon a time, I was doing the same thing. I was out into the world, a world full of sin. Thought that I was doing the things that I liked, and I was. But when Christ come into my life and changed me, it was the best thing that ever happened to me, that change. Something about that name, Jesus, change me to a point in my life that I'm grateful. We all need to look at what God has already done and stop looking at the things he have not done. He continues to bless us day in and day out. And people be looking at the situation that have not happened for them. And they want to blame God for the corruption. We can't do that. Because we already know that we're wrong in saying things that we say, doing things that we do. We have to pray, be sincere from the heart, that the Lord will do just what he said he would. I thank and I love the Lord because he's been so good to me. And I hope someone tonight is picking up or getting something from the program that may help them or be an encouraging word to them to appreciate what this ministry program is doing to help someone. That's all we can do. We pray for the request. We honor it. And we put it in the hands of the Lord. Let him do the answering of the situation that we're in. Call on Jesus. He will see you through. May not be when you want it, but whenever it is, he's always we thank God for loving us. Because if it wasn't for his love through his son, Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be able to make it. We wouldn't even have love in our hearts. The enemy would be then defeated us to the point that we wouldn't have nothing going in life. What do we really want out of life? Sometimes I look and I see people that say, just put it in God's hands and pray. And then they turn around on the other hand, they're cussing and carrying on and upset about situations. And I'm thinking, like, you know, why is the sinner man telling me to pray and put it in God's hands when I do this as much as I can? Always praying, always trusting in the Lord. But your life is not adding up to what you say. And I have more sinner people telling me just to pray, put it in God's hands. And Lord, I do pray, and I do put things in God's hands. And what they don't understand, I'm praying for them too, that they would get a hold to the truth, to want to live out the truth in life. Because if you're not living the truth out in life, how can you tell someone what they should do? When things get bad in your life, you can turn around and commit sin, do the things that you feel you want to do, or say the things you want to say in life. But yet still, you're telling me to pray. I'm praying for you. Because we're supposed to pray for one another. We're supposed to look to the Lord in all things, not to lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him
to let him lead and direct us in the way that we should. But the thing is, we fail sometimes to realize what the Lord has told us. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I'm reading from the ESV version. When we look at situations and we know where our help, our strength comes from, and the Lord taking us through situations and things in our lives that we're going through every day. Some good we go through, some bad we go through. But do we trust him enough to take us through? Or to be able to talk to the Lord about the situations and the struggles of life that we face? You know, we have to trust him through all things. Not some things, but all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Everything that we do, as it said from the beginning, not for the human part of man. We have to realize we're doing things for God's glory and honor. It's just like it says right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Excuse me. So it's letting us know everything we do. People feel like it's necessary for them to look at the situations in life, the things that we do. They don't realize us as God's children, as Christians, we do everything the best we can for the glory of God. Not the glory of human, but the glory of God. Because he is the one that we get strength from. The more that we look and we come together as God's children, he gives us that strength. When we feel like we just can't make it, or we feel like we just can't do it, he gives us an extra strength to be able to make it through all of these situations and circumstances that we face. Sometimes it may not seem like it, but in all due time, we start to see things happen little by little. And we know with all of our hearts that it had to be God. Because if it wasn't for him, these little things or big things that we've seen that can't change, it wouldn't happen. So we have to realize we have to put God in everything that we do. Everything. Everything. Not some things, but everything. You know, we don't understand the things that we truly go through. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. You know that you will receive an inheritance as a reward.
You serve the Lord Christ, the good news. No matter what you do, you are using the gift that the Lord gave you. If you put your talent to you, you are proving to God that you love Him and worship Him. This is Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. We have a work to do. And as it says, I'm going to read it one more time. You know that you will receive an inheritance as a reward. You serve the Lord Christ, the good news. No matter what you do, you are using the gifts that the Lord gave you. If you put your talent to you, you are proving to God that you love Him and worship Him. You are proving to the Lord that you love Him and worship Him. This is our duty to do. We put whatever we do, the best that we can, to the people that we give, to talk to, whatever we're led by the Holy Spirit to do, to say to someone. This is what we do for the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother. We got your mic open. Let me turn my old fan back in the background there. Praise the Lord, brother. We got your mic open. Anything you would like to comment on or say, we're talking about working for the Lord, the work that we do for the Lord, the service that we do for the people is not only the service to the people, but the service to the Lord God Almighty. And we have to look at it to do the best that we can and the best that we will to be willing to do God's work, God's will, to share the good news. And everything that we do to the glory of God as working for the Lord. Whether people may see it or not, whether they may complain about any and everything that we may do that they're not satisfied with, we have to work to satisfy and serve the Lord God Almighty, because it's Him that has given us an opportunity, have given us a work to do, to be led by His Holy Spirit in order to help someone, encourage someone, to open someone's eyes to see. People don't really want their eyes open. They're not going to open them. People that don't want to take in the truth is really not going to take it in if they don't want the truth. Our job is, as God's children, is to share it the best that we know how, pray on it and pray for it and pray behind it, and put it in God's hands. Because after we have done the will and the work of our Lord, the rest is in His hands. We cannot do no more than what He gives and allows us to do. So the thing is, we keep on keeping on, keep on trusting, keep on believing, keep on holding on, keep on having that hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the reason that He came, He's done it all.
There's no more left for him to do. He has done everything that the Father has sent him to do for God's people. We have to realize that he's done it all.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes, he has. He's, God sent his best.
Yes,
he
did.
He can't do no more what he gave us. And if we want to serve God,
mm-hmm.
all we have to do is ask God to help us. And then we have to surrender
to
his
do.
Will. And when we surrender to his will, he will show us through his word how to live.
He will.
And we have to ask God to, we have to ask God to search our hearts.
Yes,
and
we do.
And if he finds anything there that's not like him, take it out. Strengthen us, because the word of God says the heart is desperately wicked.
Yes.
Who can know it? And you know, as I was talking to the Lord, and something came across my mind, because you know, things can be in there that you don't know's in there.
That's right.
Why we have to search my heart, because I don't want nothing in me that's
Amen.
Not like you. And something came to me, and I had to call someone and get something right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I thank God that, because he knows our heart.
He
knows if you want to serve God or not. He knows if it's, that you mean business or not.
Mm-hmm.
And when
he
it's in your heart, God will fix it. And I'm thankful because we're not going into the kingdom with unforgiveness in our heart.
That's
and
right.
We have to be free. We have to be free within ourselves.
Amen.
So therefore, we have to, you search my heart. And if you find anything in there that's not like you, bring it to surface.
Yes.
And forgive more, because if we don't forgive our fellow man, he's not going to forgive us.
So
and I
true.
Thank God for that. I thank God. So we have to ask God daily. You know, I said, Lord, if there's any, if I've committed any sin or omission or commission,
yes.
God, you forgive
daily.
Me. Because, see, we don't know where death is.
That's
and
right.
We have to live ready to go back with God. Because people is dying every day.
So
that
true.
It might not be people we know, but then there's people we know that is dying.
That's
and
right.
We don't know if they was ready or not, but we have
so
to
true.
Live ready every day.
Every
because
day.
We don't know when he's going to call our name. And I don't want no one's blood to be on my hands.
Amen.
And he is giving everybody time to get ready.
Yes.
The signs is in the land. The signs is in the land. And people don't seem to see the signs, but he is, the signs are in the land.
Yes, they
and
are.
All this that is going on now, perilous times it says.
So much.
Come. And we're living in that time now.
Yes,
but
we
he
are.
Is long-suffering. And I'm praying for my loved ones. I don't want no one to be lost.
No.
I don't want the people passing the grocery store or whatever. I don't want no one to be lost.
So true.
So I want to live so if God give me a word to say to somebody that I can be able to say it or that I can get a prayer through to help somebody.
Yes.
Because Jesus is coming back, and I want to be able to help somebody.
Hallelujah,
come
yes.
to the
want to.
Because death is riding. Death is riding.
Yes, it is.
And people are dying without God. We are just one breath away from death.
That's right. Because if he draws his
that.
Breath, his
that's
last
right.
breath from
you,
that's all you got.
You gonna wake up in hell, or
that's
you
right.
gonna wake up in paradise with the Lord, one breath away. Now, that's a serious thing.
And see, people take just breathing for an advantage.
They
take advantage just to have that breath. But every breath that you take in and out, from the time when I was sick that time and I would stop breathing,
yeah.
And I would try to breathe in or try to breathe out, and I couldn't breathe at all. It was like I was holding my breath. So it lets me know when that breath goes, if you can't get one in or get out. And like I said, it's like God would tap me and I'd start breathing again, but I had no control whatsoever over my next breath to take. So I know that it had to be God on my side.
Stop.
When I was going through that back then, because if he hadn't have let me take another breath, I would have been gone. So when you go through life experience situations in life and you see and you understand that it could be your last and you might not have another opportunity, it's something to think about. Because it's a unexplainable experience that you go through, and people take for granted. And I always think back on that situation that I was going through, what could have happened, what could have been, what God could have did. But he spared me for a reason.
Yes, he did.
He let me see what he could do. And I would have deserved whatever he gave me because I wasn't doing everything the way that I should. Even though I did get saved in the process of time, but if he wanted to take me and not let me take another breath, I wouldn't be here today. But he wanted to let me see from being hard-headed, stiff-necked, not accepting in the way that I should with all the opportunities that was given me in life. I had no excuse.
No excuse.
I had no excuse. I might have made an excuse, but I didn't have no excuse because he had given me many chances, many opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too many people had talked to me.
Yeah.
Too many people had shared the word with me. My mama, my family, my loved ones that are in Christ.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to understand, like you said, one breath away.
One breath away.
And we want to live this life the best that we can. And it's just like working. When they say when you work, you do it as to the Lord, not as to humans or man or human master. You do it to the Almighty Master. That's the work you're doing this work for. That's why God gives us an opportunity when we work. We do it for his glory, honor, and praise. If you're into the world, you don't think about it. But once you get into Christ and Christ into you, you're doing it for the Lord. People will upset you. People will make you want to get away from them and things, and they take advantage of you on the job or whatever. But you always do what you do the best you can to the glory of God and let the rest of it go. Mama always told me, she said, you look at it as working for the Lord and stop getting upset about these people. So don't worry about these people. So they have to answer for them, but you do everything you do as for the Lord. And see, I didn't understand that back then. But now, I see and I understand it because that's what God's word says. Lets us know the things that we do for the Lord and everything, and we learn as we go. And you know, we don't understand sometimes, but the thing is, we have to understand everything that we do, is if it's not for the Lord, we're doing it in the wrong way.
Yes.
We are here for his glory, honor, and praise. And that verse is Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. as working for the Lord, not for a human master. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. So it let me know something. I'm serving the Lord and doing his will and what he's given me to do. And he's letting me know when he gives me the opportunity to do something for him, I should do it to the best of my heart and acknowledge him the way that I should acknowledge him to do what I'm doing. But sometimes we get caught up on the human side of things instead of the spiritual side of things that we let go and we forget. But as the word tells us, and we see it and we understand it, then we begin to learn that everything we do is for his glory and honor, not for our human master, because even though we work for them, they have a higher master above them that they're working for. And in the Bible, it lets us know that they have to answer to somebody. They have to treat the people right that's working under them. So we all have an obligation, a commitment as God's children to do the best that we can. And that's just like when we share the good news to people. It's the same way. We're serving a mighty, holy, righteous God.
Yes,
and when we share his word to people, we got to share it in the right way. We can't sugarcoat it. We can't give the people what they think they want to hear. Whether they want to hear it or not, we got to give it to them honestly and straight forth as the word says.
It's the truth.
I used to go to church and I'd look and the preacher would say something. And I was like, well, why does he keep looking at me? What, you know, how did he know this right there about me? And the thing was, he's speaking on things just like what seemed like it was me. Because God had given it to him. God had given him something to say, and the conviction was on me heavy, wondering why the preacher keep looking at me when he says this. Well, I wasn't looking at myself and the sin that I was living and the world of sin I was living in. So we have a conscience for a reason. That conviction can be heavy sometimes.
That's right.
We have to have a repentant spirit in everything that we do. Like you said, I ask the Lord every night, forgive me of omission and commission, because I don't know. I might have said something in a way I shouldn't have said and hurt somebody. Might have should have did something that I was supposed to do and I didn't do. I don't know sometimes, because we get caught up in doing things throughout the day. So we have to do this every day.
Every day.
In order to have that repentant spirit before the Lord.
That's right, because we can't hide from God.
No, we can't.
We cannot hide from God. That's like I was telling my husband, we was talking this evening, and I said one time I had gotten some groceries. You know, a self-canner that you go and you do your own groceries?
Yes.
And I got groceries, and I got out there to the car, and I was putting them in, and I had some lemonade under the bottom of the groceries, and I hadn't paid for it. And I had to take it back in and let the guy know. I said, I hadn't paid for this. I said, would you take it back? See, if I didn't know, I could have said, well, you know what, I'm just going to take this on home. But see, God saw it. They didn't see it, but God saw it. And that's what people need to realize. God ain't about man seeing it. God sees everything. And we have to be clean for God, because he sees everything we do. So
yes, he does.
The past and everything, it's about God seeing everything we do.
That's
right. He's got an all-seeing eye in the dark. Everything we do at night, he even knows our thoughts before us.
Yes, he does.
So that.
Yes,
we have to please. It ain't about man being pleased with us. It's about, is God satisfied with me? And God, as long as God is satisfied with the way I walk, is he satisfied with the way I talk, is he satisfied in me? And if God is satisfied with me, that don't matter if man's not. Because man don't have no hell to put me in.
That's right.
But if he's satisfied with me, that's the main thing.
So
because he's the one that I have to give an account to.
That's right.
And that's what it's
about. That's right.
So you're not
it don't matter what people say or what people think.
We're going to have to please
God. You know, the
God.
Right and the wrong.
That's right. We got to please God.
Yes.
I'm going to please you today. And come around tomorrow, you might not be pleased with what you was pleasing
right.
me today.
That's
but
right.
But, honey, if we put God, that's what counts.
That's the main thing that counts.
That's the main thing that counts. Our life
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God's word. It has to be lined up with God's word.
And that's the way that I want my life to be satisfied to the will of Lord. Everything that I do for the Lord. And that's just like on the job. I have some of the people, some things went on, and I try to talk to the people that shouldn't have been said and things like that, and they some of them, because I was honest and truthful about the way things was, they kind of got upset, didn't want to be around me and things, and did things against the situation to whereas, you know, they didn't like it. But like I told the wife, I said, the thing is, they might not like it. I said, but I'm going to tell them the truth. It don't matter. And I said, they better not ask me. I said, because one thing about it, if they ask me, I'm going to be honest and tell them the truth. If you don't want to know the truth about it, just leave it alone. Go on the other way, leave it alone. Because I'm going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. And I'm just going to go on and be just as happy with myself for telling the truth and thanking
that's
the Lord that the truth was in me to tell them. Because you can't tell somebody something to make them feel good, to make them feel like, you know, well, you did all right, but, you know, it'll be all right. No, if you're wrong, you're wrong.
If you're wrong,
that's all there's
wrong.
To it. Wrong's wrong, right's right. And I would have been wrong if I didn't tell them
that's
to what I felt was true.
Yes,
so I'm not going to live a lie because of someone else's feelings.
Because
I mess around and I get my feelings hurt off of something that I did that I know I shouldn't have did and somebody tell me about it, I ask the Lord, help me to accept it, Lord, and get it right in my life. Help me not to get upset about these things because I want to be right in all ways. I don't want to be... You know, going through situations to where I know that things is wrong in life and I'm still trying to do things in a wrong way. I wouldn't be doing nothing but living in sin.
That's right.
So I'd have to get it right.
You have to get it right. Have to get it right. And what sin is, God's going to get them because you spoke sin is sin.
Yes,
and
it
if
is.
They don't take the truth, God's going to get those preachers. Because somebody's telling them the truth, God's going to get them. Now people,
and a lot
some
of people
won't.
You know, a lot of people's looking at your life, and you don't really understand that people's looking at you. And
they're watching you.
I was in Best Buy, me and the wife, a week or so ago. To the glory of God, we walked up to get my iPad checked out. And I'm always somehow, you know, with a smile on my face. And this lady, she was looking and everything. And we spoke to her, and she spoke and everything. And we got done what we was doing. So her and her husband, they took off. And just so happened, as we were getting ready to leave and going back, she looked at me and she told me as I was getting ready to pass by, she said, sir, I said, yes, ma'am. She said, thank you for that smile that you were carrying on your face.
Oh.
Well, I'm not paying no attention to, you know, the smile on my face or nothing because, you know, I'm always saying something about the Lord to somebody or trying to. And she was just like it made her day to see people with a smile on their face happier than sad, walking through with a sad face.
And I liked it, Celestine. I said, well, thank the Lord, you know, that I have that look about me, that somebody notices something. Because we don't know how people look at you. We don't know what people think of you when you look and you carry a look on your face like people just don't want to see sometimes, or you feel like, well, I'm just not happy about anything. But I just carry that look on my face about it, and a lot of people mentions it. And I said, well, Lord, it's you. It's not me. It's something that you put in me, because I used to carry that look. And if somebody looked at me the wrong way, I was ready to say something. Now I can't help it, because I'm happy in Christ. And he puts a smile on my face to show it, that somebody may see something. And once we get to talking, I can bring something up about Christ to them and talk about the Lord. And it makes a difference.
It makes
to
a difference.
People, because somebody's waiting to hear something, or waiting for somebody to give a smile to them, or waiting for somebody to speak to them. Whatever it may be, positive, they're looking for it, because people's hurting in this world. And we don't know what they're going through.
You don't
know.
So
we have to be the people that God has given us to be.
That's right.
People would want to see you come around.
Yes.
People would want to see you give a word to them of encouragement.
Yes,
and I said, that's what I want to do. That's the type of person I want to be. I said, you know, I don't want to around with my head all down. I'm your child. I walk around with my head up with a smile on my face.
That's right.
Happy to see someone.
Yeah. That's the truth.
But we don't know how many people's hurting around that we come in contact with.
We don't know. We don't
Needing that encouraging word.
Everybody might not smile at you, but with you smiling, sometimes somebody will smile back.
That's right. They will. And it'll make somebody want to speak to you. It'll make them want to say something to you more.
That's
Sometimes they're looking, and they might not have a smile on their face as they walk up to you. But if they look up and they see you smiling, then it brings something about them to where And when you speak to them, it really makes them feel better, because they feel as if you feel you're too good to say something, or too good to even acknowledge them being there. And me, I speak to people. If they don't speak to me, it really don't matter. If they don't speak to me, I let it go. I used to couldn't let it go. I used to would have to loud talk it. Speak to somebody they didn't speak or something, you know. I just had that attitude out there in the world space, worldly.
Yeah.
But
God
changed my heart.
He changed it. Thank God. Thank God. He got a change.
And
that's
I can't help but share that smile, that love that he's
because
given me
joy,
to someone else.
That joy is bad.
It is.
Joy on.
It is. And the thing about it, even when I'm down on the inside, I can still have that joy on the outside.
That's the truth.
And everything. Instead of getting down and out over and everything. You know, it makes a difference. It makes a difference.
It makes a difference. It makes a difference.
All because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's it. It's because of him.
That's
Praise our God.
I love the Lord because he has been everything to me. Everything.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God, praise God. He's amazing.
Yeah, I have somebody else on here, 729-2248.
Praise the Lord.
If they would like to give an encouraging word, too.
Oh, praise
this
God.
Because I really have one in them.
This is Elder Robert L. Hayes.
Praise the Lord, sir.
I've been listening to you, and God wants good examples. He wants us to be examples to the world. He told us that our light shall shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify his Father, which is in heaven. Our light must shine in the darkest place in the world. We have to live a life that's pleasing unto God. And
yes, we
can say whatever we want. But who are, what is our reflection? What is our actions? Because the old saying, action speak louder than words. I can say things, and I can't hold that thing. I can't bring it to pass, if you will. And sometimes circumstances change us, and we can't let circumstances change us. We got to make positive decisions and turn it around. What the devil meant for bad, God can turn it around for your good. And because people are watching us. They are looking up on us. They are listening to us. And they know who, I'm going to tell you, y'all knew it. They know who live in something and who's not. I was in the service station the other day downtown, and the Undertaker man was in there. He stood there. He said, Elder Lipford is going to heaven, and Reverend Hayes is going to heaven. He said, some people just go into church. But we are the children of God, children of the day. And we are those that will have to spread the word of God, amen, through not only verbally, amen, but through our lives. Because somebody said, David said, he's looking on us. He knows us all together. There's nothing hid from God that will not be brought to the light. Amen.
That's right.
So he let me know through the word of God. Robert Hayes have to live a holy, clean, separated life of the world. He let me know, come out from among them, be separated from the world. And then he let me know that if any man love the world, the love of God is not in him. The only in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which is not of God. Oh, man, I don't mean to preach tonight. But I tell you, God is looking for somebody.
Hey, that's all right.
And he's seeking true worshipers to worship him. So I thank him tonight. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm lonely.
Amen.
I'm seeking after God. And this man is ready to die out to everything in the world in order to follow Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 And that's what it's all about. That is truly what it's all about.
Yes.
I made up my mind.
Yes.
When it changed my life, I made up my mind. Lord, I thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Because if it hadn't have been for him giving me the opportunity I have now, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, me either.
You know, when you go through a death experience, knowing that you messed up and you're messing up in life, and you accept Christ into your life, and he gives you another chance. You want to do something good. And I always tell people, I'm living off a borrowed life. He gave me more life, more than I deserved, more than it was supposed to have been given to me, because I felt my time was over when I went through that experience that I had to go through. But again, God had to show me who was boss. It wasn't me. He had to show me that it was him. I used to say, I'll choose God when I feel like I'm ready. But he had already chose me. So how can I choose somebody who already chose me? All I was doing was getting in the way of everything that he had had for me and for me to do. But when he got done with me, he had everything to make a believer out of me. And I said, I thank him for it. Because he chose me for a specific reason. And I'm going to carry it out the best that I know how and live it the best that I know how.
Amen.
Anybody wants to get mad about what I have to say, if it's right, it really doesn't matter to me. I've lived wrong out in the world for so long back then, that I'm willing to do everything I can right for Christ that I can do. If he sends me to share the word with somebody, I'll do my best to do it to the glory of God, and I'll leave it in his hands. I'll pray for him, and I'll let God do the rest.
But one thing about it, I tell a person, if you don't want to know the truth, don't come to me, because that's all I got for you.
That's all right.
That's all I got for you. And if you don't want to hear it, don't come to me. I've had some come to me and said, oh, well, yeah, I want to hear it. And they end up getting mad at me. And I said, well, I told you, you know, if you didn't want it, don't come to me. That's all I can give you. And I'd go on. I'd let them know I'm praying for you. I even had some said, don't pray for me. I'm like, I'm going to pray for them anyway, no matter what they say, because they need it. But however God leads me, that's what I want to do. That's who I want to be about. I'm going to serve him to the best I can until the day he calls me home.
Amen. Amen to that.
You know, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He has blessed me in many ways and in and out. And that's like Mr. Hayes there. I remember back then when I first started working at Hoppers, and I come in contact with this young man. He always been the same. Always been the same. I was still a sinner out living out into the world, but I liked the life that he was living. And like he said, you don't know when somebody's watching, but I was watching it. It was completely a difference in him than a lot of other people that I got to work around. And see, that's what you look for, and that's what you remember in a person's life. When you come in contact with the Lord, he changes your life. I can think back on those memories that I've seen, the life that you lived before the Lord then, and that you're still living today.
Hallelujah.
And it's an encouragement to me.
Yes,
you know, and that's how we get that blessing of encouragement through someone else and the life that you've seen, and you know that they're living along this journey. So I want to be the best that I can be for the Lord. I make mistakes, you know. I'm human. But one thing about it, I'm going to get it right before the Lord. If I have to go and come to the Lord and say, well, Lord, forgive me. I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to say that. And the way that I said it to someone, because, you know, some people get you a little upset, and I have to walk off. Lord, help me, because I need it. But at the same time, I'm keeping my focus on the Lord. So when I lose my focus on him, I'm lost. But as long as I can keep that contact with him, everything's all right.
You know, brother,
so I'm grateful tonight. I'm blessed tonight. I'm thankful for tonight, for everybody that's called in. Thankful for the program. And just thankful for all of the love, thinking that just someone that has been listening in throughout over the airwaves, online and everything has got something or heard something that may encourage them, that may draw their hearts closer to Christ, or may draw their hearts to Christ altogether, because there's been some good things said throughout on the program. And I know a lot of people be listening in sometimes that we don't even know about, but there's been something, and if somebody has heard the program tonight and what's been said, they know how good the Lord is to us, how good he's been, that he's right there for them with open arms, ready to receive them in a way that they could never imagine. But we do thank God for each and every one. And hope everyone have a blessed night. And as we end in love to each and every one. Shalom.
Shalom.
Brother.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a blessed night.
You do the same. Shalom.
All right.